A beautiful start to this day. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. There's a new golf instructor out at Golf Country. He has developed a really interesting way of teaching golf. He's online with us right now, Scott Weiss. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, thanks. And how are you?
Doing great. Enjoying this weather today.
It's a fantastic day to get out and hit some golf balls. You've had an interesting career. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done prior to coming to Golf Country.
Well, I first entered the golf business, I guess, 1988 as an assistant golf pro at a private country club in Metairie, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. And so I am from Louisiana. A lot of people ask me what part of the South you're from, and I say South Detroit, way south of Detroit. But, you know, I worked as an assistant at three different country clubs, and then I was a head golf pro at a private club in North Louisiana. David Toms is a pretty big name on the PGA Tour, and now he's on the Senior Tour. He grew up at the club where I was a head golf pro. And I had a sort of a life-change situation there, and God changed my life. I actually left the golf business for a period of time to attend a Bible college and get a degree in theology. And so the last 30 years or so, I've done golf business and Christian ministry together. Hmm. And so I've went back to teaching full-time in Dallas, where I taught with digital video and learned a lot about teaching at that time, and then worked for Dick's Sporting Goods for a number of years, managing the golf departments at Dick's. And then in 2014, Dick's terminated all the golf pros and run their shops without PGA members, and so that left me out of the golf business, but I'm really excited to be back teaching at Golf Country.
I bet you are, and you've got a unique system of teaching golf. Tell us a little bit about your system.
Yeah, you know, when I was teaching full-time, and any teacher or anybody who's knowledgeable about golf will know that the most important point in the golf swing is the moment of impact. It's called the moment of truth. It's where everything happens. And so I was teaching a series of instruction that didn't talk about the impact until the fourth lesson. And so I wanted to start talking about impact right away because it was so important. So I went back to things that are slower and easier. And then I talked about impact in putting, and I talked about how we set up and what we do in the putting stroke. And then I realized there's a lot of things that are similar in putting, making the correct impact, that are similar in making the full swing. And so I begin to see the benefit of teaching golf from the hole backwards. Of course, it's always been encouraged to do so, but putting is the most important part of golf. You don't use a driver every hole. You don't hit a 7-iron every hole, but every hole you have a putter in your hand for that putting green. On a par 72, for example, the average par of a golf course, 36 of those shots are allocated for putting. So for a PGA Tour player, it's amazing that 43% of their score is putting. So that's almost half. And so I ask people if they've ever had a putting lesson, and I probably only get 2 or 3 out of 100. But many people have had full swing lessons. But what I focus on is teaching the entire game of golf, and that means course management, mental golf, putting, chipping, pitching, irons, woods, you know, the bunker, everything, and not just being infatuated with the swing, which, of course, is extremely important, and I can talk the swing with the best of them. But what people are playing is the game of golf. They're not playing the game of golf swing. And so when you learn putting first, it makes it easier to learn chipping because you carry fundamentals from putting into chipping. And then it makes it easier to learn pitching because you're building on what you're learning. And it's a lot easier to control your body when you're swinging a golf club 5 or 6 miles an hour as opposed to swinging 80 or 85 miles an hour and making full swings. So you can begin to train your body to do those things that are needed in the full swing in a very calm and smooth manner when you're putting and chipping and pitching. Does that make
Interesting.
Sense?
Yeah. What is a Scott Weiss golf lesson like? I mean, do you do a lot of drills? How do you work with students?
Yeah, the first thing we do is sit down with everyone and have a really good conversation about their goals. Because if I'm trying to make them a PGA Tour player and they're just hoping to be a bogey golfer and have fun at, you know, on one day a week, then we're not connected. So we find a lot about a person, what their goals are, what their interests are, if they have any physical limitations, and we can teach around that. And then we learn their learning style. People will learn predominantly one way, either auditory or visual or kinesthetic, which is feel. So when a person hits puberty, they develop a specific predominant learning mode. Now, we learn all three, but one of those becomes predominant. And I have a way of determining that right in the first couple of minutes of talking with someone, so I can tailor their golf lesson to their learning style that would make it more effective for them. And then your body wants to do what it's always done. It creates routines and it feels comfortable. And so we have to use drills to change the habits that we've previously done. And so drills are very important and effective. And so I have literally hundreds of drills that will train your body for the new feeling that you need to have in order to make a good swing or a good chip or whatever we're working on.
Yeah, golf is one of those activities that, I mean, lessons are good for young golfers because they're just learning the game, just learning techniques. But I think at any age, you know, when you've got bad habits, those can be hard but not impossible to break, right?
That's correct. You know, there was actually a really interesting research that was done about people in a factory line. Factory workers were introduced a new habit into their routine, and it took them at 8 hours a day, 8 full days before it became second nature. Then they did a study where they had a factory worker replace an old habit with a new habit, and before it came second nature to them, it took 40 days. So you can see how much more difficult it is to replace the old habit with a new habit. So when I can get people brand new who've not developed the bad habits yet, they can learn faster and enjoy it, especially with my system of the way that I teach from the hole backwards to the tee. It makes learning easier, quicker. You get the reward of seeing the ball go in the hole, and it just builds. It's such a nice way.
Yeah. Interesting. We're talking with Scott Weiss. He's a golf instructor, a new golf instructor out at Golf Country, where they've got launch monitors and video and all that stuff. Do you use all that in your lessons?
We do. We do. Not for everyone, but we have video cameras. We have iPad with golf software where we can evaluate your swing in super slow motion, very high def. We have a TrackMan, which is the premier launch monitor, and a flight scope. So we have two launch monitors. J.D. Jowett, of course, has been fitting golf clubs for a long time. It's interesting to hear what the sales reps for the golf manufacturers have to say. And when they come in, they talk so highly of him. I was very excited to work with the Jowett family at Golf Country. They've been in golf so long. They really care about people. It's a very family-oriented atmosphere. And you'll never be pushed or forced to do anything there. You're just going to be impressed with their sincerity and their tremendous golf knowledge. And so it was a good fit for me.
Yeah. You've obviously been at this game for a long time. What is it about golf that is so special to you, Scott?
Well, I think because it's so challenging and there's so many different components to it. You know, there are actually instructors in this world that specifically teach putting alone. There are tour players that have just a putting coach. So you can get as technical and as specific with putting as you want. You can get as technical and specific with chipping. And so each one of those is a little different game within the game. So we can have putting and chipping and then pitching and irons and then woods and then, you know, how to play out of a bunker, how to play out of a tough lie. And then there's this whole concept called course management. How do I approach this hole? And then the very important part of golf, which is mental golf. And so when you have all these things and it comes together, But really what happens inside a person is when you do something well that is challenging, there's an endorphin released in your brain called dopamine. And that is why people pray to get that dopamine rush when they actually do something well, and it brings you back again and again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the better you can play, the more fun you're going to have, the better it's going to feel. Scott, if somebody is interested in signing up for lessons, what's your availability? How do they go about getting a hold of you? How do they sign up for a Scott Weiss golf lesson?
Yeah, I'm there 5-6 days a week and teaching full time. You can call me or text me directly. My phone number is 586-747-5097. It's 586-747-5097. Or you can call the store directly in Golf Country, and they'll be able to get my information to you. And I do teach basically from 9 to 6 in the evening. Our hours are, we end at 7. But, you know, we're very flexible, and make sure we can get you in as soon as possible and get to working on having more fun. That is true what you just said, but because I didn't start playing golf till I was in my mid-20s. So I remember what it was like as a brand new golfer, shooting very, you know, high scores. And then I remember the transition into becoming a better golfer. And I can tell you, it's a lot more fun to shoot 65 than it is to shoot 140.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Maybe someday I'll know what that feels like. But you can improve your game with a golf lesson at Golf Country. Get a hold of Scott or call the store, and they'll put you in touch with Scott Weiss. Scott, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.